Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How you doing, man? How'd the bye week treat you?
Yeah, I was, as you know, we had some, some real challenges and things that put everything into perspective, and certainly, I'm sure our team will be resilient, and I think our head coach said it best. We're not ever going to move on from that, but we'll move forward.
Yeah, that was a terrific line, and you got to love how Shoddy has, you know, the ability to put his arms around a situation and provide some comfort or wisdom, or how would you describe it?
I think it's right. I just think it comes back to his authenticity. He's got a big heart. Everything about him is real. I know the team feels that way about him. I know his staff does. I know certainly ownership and management feel the same way. And I think he's just done an outstanding job of working with our team and working through his staff. As we said, going through a really difficult situation that certainly puts everything in perspective.
Steven, speaking of difficult, you're going to bring back several players this week on your defensive side of the ball. And I just wondered about how that will work with some of the roster moves that you have to make. And I know we saw Solomon Thomas appear on the injury report yesterday, and calves could be a tricky thing. Are we looking at some IR stints here with some guys? How are you guys going to try and get some of these guys onto the roster this week?
Well, the guys are, obviously Revel and Overshown are on now.
Sure.
So we really got one move to make with Hooker. And we'll work through what that'll be, and, we'll make that move Monday.
Are we finally ready to see this damn good defense come together?
I'm ready. I'd love to love to see how these guys are going to play together, and certainly when you're talking about the caliber of some of these guys, they certainly you would hope to think that that we're going to be better. And obviously, we hadn't played this year. It is what it is, and we know what it's been, but obviously the goal is to continue to work hard every week, and certainly, the four or five players we're adding back into the mix. We hope that's going to make a big difference, and obviously there's some really good football players in that mix.
Yeah, I think it actually gets to six or maybe even seven if you count Carson coming back there right before the bye. What was the after-action report on Kalen? It just looks so much more solid than his first year for us.
Yeah, he just, I think he's got a lot more confidence. I think he's, really for the first time since the beginning of last year, I think he really feels good physically. And, his body language is great out there. He's practicing hard. He not only, his defensive snaps were good, but, he played really good on special teams as well. So, you're a lot different player when you're healthy and you can play fast.
Steven, the coaching staff has talked about competition at the right tackle spot, and you've come on and talked to us about continuity. Is this difficult for you personally, too, or you like, listen, coaches want to have a competition out there and we'll do it?
Yeah, I think, you know, each coach has his own way about how he brings out the best in his players, and I'm certainly supportive. I do think at the end of the day, competition is good for everybody, and certainly, you know, some competitions are more visual to media, to the public than others, but, you know, in my mind, you know, our guys are competing every day. All 53, and as I used to say as well, you're not only competing against the guys that are on the roster, but maybe guys that may be on another roster, and so and let go. But you know, at the end of the day, you just want everybody to go out there, practice their ass off, and get better.
Steven, with your offensive line is, you know, in the Arizona game, you had some pressures. You've kind of had some pressures throughout, though. Just kind of talk about, though, has it been a little bit because the offensive line just, it was together, and then their injuries. Has it been a little bit of that in how some of the play has been the last couple of weeks?
I just think it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's a little bit of everything. And that's why you got to go back to work each week. I mean, and Coach Schottenheimer and Clayton and Connor would tell you, you know, that they've got to do a better job. I think the offensive line guys will tell you the players have to do, you know, our players will tell you they have to be better. Dak will tell you he has to be better. Certainly, we hadn't played our best ball the last couple of games, and you know, we look forward to Monday and getting a chance to get back things back on track and being the type of offense we know we can be.
You know, we were kind of looking at maybe having to go 6-2 to bring this thing into realistic shot of making the playoffs, and it's obviously week to week, and you got to control what you can control. But do you think that'd be a realistic goal for the final eight games?
Yeah, like I said, we look at it week to week, and we know everybody's you know, pretty aware of what you know, what usually takes to get in the playoffs. But the only way you're going to go on a run, which we need to do because we are in a hole, and we do need to get on a run. But the only way to do that is take each game week to week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Steven, you know, the addition, though, of Quinnen Williams, I mean, you talked about earlier about how you need to help your run defense. How do you see the Quinnen Williams trade working out for you guys, and how and what he brings for you guys defensively?
Well, when you add one of the dominant tackles, which is, we've been really, making a conscientious effort by bringing Kenny Clark in here and now Quinnen and, getting Osa taken care of in the offseason. I think it starts with the big guys in the middle. And now we've got to go out and execute and have those guys work together. But whenever you add a guy of Quinnen's stature, which is an all-pro type football defensive player that's can be dominant against the run and getting pressure in the passing game, you got to believe you're going to get better. And certainly that's why we made the trade. Everybody was totally on board with making the trade. Obviously it came at a price, we think that Quinnen's not only going to be a big time help to our defense this year, but for years to come.
How late in the day did that one come together? Was that a Tuesday morning? Are we going to do this or not? Or did you have your idea set that you were going to do that eventually?
Well, they had always known, going back to our previous trade with Micah, that we had interest in Quinnen. So they knew we were aware, but usually those things don't come together. I mean, the finality of it comes together quickly, but usually it's because you've been visiting and throwing things around for days.
What can you tell us about the reported poison pill clause that was there in that trade with Micah? Was it true that if they would have flipped him to Philadelphia, they would have owed you another one?
Well, we want to talk about our future and certainly Quinnen Williams, and don't want to get into things we've done in terms of our business in the past.
How much do you see all three of those big guys being on the field together at the same time?
I think you're going to see it quite a bit. As you saw in the last game, we thought we played better defensively and made improvements. And, we ran a lot of five-man fronts. And certainly when you look at a five-man front that's got those three guys in the middle there, you got a chance to do some exciting things. And, we've got some good young end coming along fast in 41, Easy or Dono. Don't ever try to say his name. But at the end of the day, he's coming along, and we got, a lot of other guys there that can help with the pressure. So I do think you're going to see all three of these guys on the field quite a bit.
Stephen, with Revell, coming back to the, and you mentioned being on the roster and stuff and practicing and all that, I thought he was one of the best corners in the draft when I watched him play. And that's with the injury and stuff. How do you feel about him, the rehab, all that stuff? And I know there's going to be some things of him having to work back in, but just your thoughts from a scouting perspective of him when you selected him.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously agree with you. We thought he was one of the better corners in the draft. I think he may have been had some of the best skills of anybody, but certainly didn't play at a Power Five type conference or that type of thing. But the biggest thing is he hadn't played football in almost a year, and he's just been really diligent in his rehab process. Britt Brown would tell you he's one of the best he's had, being a young guy. And I know he's excited, but he hadn't gotten to play any football other than the practices we've had over the last 3 weeks. So right now it looks like he's going to get his feet wet and should be active, and we'll bring him along and fired up about what his future looks like.
Then just league-wide, I was curious with the NBA and MLB stories from the last couple of weeks. To what extent is the NFL concerned with the sports betting scandals popping up in other sports? How much is this on your radar?
Well, I think anything to do with our sport and anything that could, hurt its credibility, we're always on top of that. Not just because you read a story in another sport, but it certainly brings it to your attention. When they have those type of issues, but I think we do a great job, at the league level, and certainly we have our policies that then work their way down to the club levels, and we feel like we're on top of it. But I don't think you can ever be aware enough to know that you got to keep your eye on things that can be very disruptive to the league and to the teams.
Yeah, you can't control everybody. It's just so many people, and humans have a history of doing funny things when more money's involved, don't they?
Well, that does happen. I mean, I think you said it best, and You just have to be aware, and you have to constantly educate players, coaching staffs in general, about what policies are and, you know, how you need to handle yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Well, congrats to everybody in the organization for how y'all handled yourselves over the last couple of weeks. I know it's been tough, so best of luck moving forward. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Salute. You too. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you every Friday at 3 o'clock here to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.